Due to the rampant increase of cases, the government had to take immediate action. As of midnight on 27 March, Putrajaya announced that it would enact an Enhanced Movement Control Order (MCO) in two areas within Simpangringgam after 61 positive cases of COVID-19 were confirmed in the locations, a huge chunk out of the existing 83 cases in the Kluang region. The affected areas are Kampung Dato, Ibrahim Majid and Bundar Baharu Dato, Ibrahim Majid, involving a total of 3,570 residents from 650 families. Today, 27 March, marks the first day of the lockdown period and is set to carry on till 9 April, said sources from Malay Mail. This is to prevent COVID-19 infection from spreading out from the areas. This move will allow house-to-house case monitoring activities to be implemented in the period of 14 days, voiced our defense minister, Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqub in a statement. No entry for non-locals during the lockdown, any local or visiting person within the vicinity is subjected to abide by a set curfew. Non-locals will be barred from entering these areas as all entry points will be blocked. All businesses must be closed down during the entire period. However, residents are assured that they will not be cut off from a supply of essential goods as necessities will be distributed to them via the social welfare department. A medical base will also be set up to treat patients and PDRM officers. The Army, Civil Defense Force and People's Volunteer Corps (RELA) personnel will set up their posts to enforce the order accordingly. For the implementation of the order, all residents are asked to stay calm and give full cooperation to health ministry staff, and obey all directives from authorities, added the defense minister. Just yesterday, 26 March, Johor announced that the Ench Besar Haja Kalsum Hospital located in Kluang would be the state's designated COVID-19 hospital due to the worrying increase of infected cases within Johor. R. Vidyanathan, Johor Health and Environment Committee Chairman, said that all non-emergency cases should seek treatment in other nearby clinics or hospitals. Stay safe, guys. We must flatten the curve and do our part if we don't want the same consequences to appear in other states. Also read, Malaysian praises police and military for risking their lives doing roadblocks during MCO. You have reached the end of this story.